everyone. Today we're having a wonderful mom of two, great wife, and a woman who is passionate about fitness. This family made it all the way from China to beautiful Chicago. From speaking zero English to starting their own restaurant, let's check out the American dream. Please welcome Xilin.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for saying yes.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. I was absolutely so happy. Like, I can share some of my experience. Like, yeah.
Yes, yes. And so many people need that. And I told you a little bit about the podcast, why I started the podcast, because when I came to America from Russia, I didn't have any role model, or I didn't have anybody who could guide me. And then I started to follow different people, and it helped me a lot.
Yes.
And I found out that story sharing is very powerful.
Yes.
And I said to myself, I know all these great people around myself, and they have great stories. Why not to share?
Yes, yes.
And especially when, you know, like, we met even with you through Jeannie. Jeannie is my ESL mentor with the District 214. And that's how you met Jeannie. I know briefly from your story. And when people know people and they hear their stories, I think it's even more powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, I know her. I had lunch with her. This is a great story. I didn't know anything about her.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah. And so let's start with how you came to the United States. How was your experience of relocating from China? You're originally from China?
Yes. It for me, you know, like when I grew up, all the my hometown, it's like a become more culturally, like people, everyone thinking, oh, their only way to get out of here is to go to America, to go into a different country. Like everyone was seeking more opportunities, because back then we didn't educate very well at there. And then like, and then you heard more about story from them, like how well they made their life, and they become more wealthy, or they make more money, they have a very nice job. You don't even know it's true or not, but you believe it. Like this is my way to to get another chance to restart my new life.
So was it about specifically America, or people in China thought about any country in the world like this, or just the United States?
The United States is, they think, everyone thinks United States is the greatest country. It will be the best place you can go. But also they have like my father, he left to Paris when I was four. Yeah.
Interesting. So did you live with him, or just your...
No, he just left there and to find the job and everything, but my mom so raised me and my brother along. Like I couldn't imagine their life, you know, like, but I don't know, somehow turned out I'm the one who also wanted to go to another country.
Really? Did you have in your mind any specific country, or you always have known that you're going to be in the United States?
In the beginning, because my back then my father was applying to us, but I was overage. Like, I think to immigrant to Paris, you have to be under 18.
Yes.
And then that day, I was 19 years old. I just passed my birthday and everything changed.
Right.
And then they say, okay, maybe America is better for you. Let's try this way. You go to America to seeking more opportunities. Or...
So your father from Paris left for the United States?
Yeah.
And that's how you came to the United States?
Yeah.
Because of your father?
Yeah.
So
and also a lot, my family members, all over United States.
Really?
My aunt in New York, in Tennessee, and Virginia. Oh,
all over the country.
Yeah.
That's nice. And when you came to the United States, did you come to Chicago or was it New York? What was the first place?
First place, I stayed with my uncle in Virginia. Then I moved to New York after 2 years work there. So I stayed in New Jersey for 1 year. And then after Mary, we moved here.
And why the choice was for Chicago?
Oh, husband. My husband, he started business here. So, yeah.
That's why. So business attracted everything.
Yes.
So, let me go back a little bit and say something that I think the entire world thinks about China as a big economy, massive economy, the country with plenty of money. Financial resources now, right? What you are saying, I hear totally different stories. So you're saying that people from China were trying to go somewhere else to make money. So what time are we talking about?
Back then, 80s, I believe, because it depends where you live and how much education you get. Like,
I see.
In the big city, of course, nobody wants to leave their country, but like me, for me, from small town and the countryside, like people may not being educated, so the only way for them to get out is to find another way, maybe do start business and go to America, go to other different country.
Sure,
it's like a new path.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
So is it still the same? Is it the case now, or it has changed in China?
It has changed.
It has.
Yeah. Now, if you ask the younger generation if they wanted to come, nobody says yes.
If they want to come to the United States.
Yeah. They prefer to stay in China.
Because they have everything there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
they
speak their own language, right?
Yes. This is very important.
It is important. And I remember you mentioned when we were having our small correspondence back and forth. So you said that the language is very important. When you came here, did you speak any English or you didn't? Was it easy, difficult for you? How was it for you?
Actually, in China, once you get into junior high, they do teach you English. It's like, but in the beginning, it's still hard for me because when I started at work at my uncle's restaurant, when people greeting to me, I cannot even understand because the accent we teach in we taught there in British accent, and then now everything changed.
Right.
I feel like, oh my god, I am so lost. Like, where I am and who I am. Like,
sure.
Then, yeah. I feel so depressed, stressful, like I cannot communicate with people, you know? Like, I'm so nervous to seeing customer walking to the restaurant.
And you have to greet a customer and you have to provide good customer service.
Yes.
Take the order. And yes. How did you overcome, how did you decide to overcome that stress and barrier, linguistic barrier?
So, you know, I work from 10 to 10. Every day, and then after full day, and after the work, so I started to my uncle bought me the restaurant book, the English book. And then I started to study by myself, but I don't it's helpful, but still you need to talk. The most important thing, I think, you need to talk to people.
Right.
Because book is book, you know? Like,
it doesn't talk back to you, right?
Yeah. So I was so nervous. I was feel so shy and ashamed of myself. Like, cannot speak English very well. But then my husband, he's very nice. He keep encouraging me to answer the phone, and like he said, you have to learn. It's very easy. Just don't be afraid. Even you make a mistake, that's no big deal, you know. So I encourage myself and I try. It helps a lot to like. But the most important thing, I think, the ESL class.
So your step number one was picking up the phone, right?
Yeah, picking up the phone, taking the order.
And this is one of the most difficult things to do for any English learner because you don't see a person.
Yes.
And you sometimes don't hear quite well. And in a restaurant setup, you have a lot of background noise.
Yeah.
Like people are freaked out of those phones.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they don't speak enough English. But it helped you. It helped you to overcome the fear, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, if I think I make a few mistakes from writing down the address, sometimes for the delivery, but the address. But you know what I can do? I try my best to write down, to spell as much as I can, and I Google and try to match the address.
This is so smart. So you spend extra time. You made sure that the address is correct, so that it goes to the right home.
Yes, yeah.
Because if it doesn't, then you have an angry customer.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to, I feel bad if I made mistake, but sure. I know it's okay, but I still feel bad, you know, like, yeah.
Absolutely. You want to attract people to your business. You don't want to lose your customers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. And then after this phone, first step with the phone, then the next step was enrollment to ESL
class. ESL class, yes.
And how did it go for you? How did you find out about the classes, first of all?
One day, we live in the nearby the school, so one day we received this catalog from the school district. It shows they have a free adult ESL program, and they also offer free childcare. That's most important things for me, because back I have a infant with me and I have a toddler with me, so I just enroll and sign up for the class, took the placement test, and it's tough.
So childcare is a deal breaker for you. You think if the program wouldn't provide the childcare, you wouldn't be able to
attend. I wouldn't able to go.
So it's very important for you to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know that many people forget that the test, the enrollment test, takes 3 hours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And because I do those registrations, and I know people sometimes come to the program and they just say, hey, I'm here for the English classes. And I said, unfortunately, you have to be here for 3 hours. And sometimes they don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you said,
And I really appreciate the program and also being so grateful of my teacher, you know. You know her? And
Jeannie,
then like Jeannie, oh, she's so nice, taught me a lot, share all the story and all the knowledge she shared with me. It's really, really helped. I just so grateful.
So even when you're talking about her, you mentioned story sharing, and you are a good example that story sharing is very powerful.
Yes.
When you think about Jeannie, what she taught you, what would be the biggest thing she taught you? I understand English, but maybe something else apart from English.
Like her personality, she's very always so happy, positive, and she encouraged you. Give you a good compliment, you know? It makes you more confident. You need this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Psychological encouragement.
Yes.
It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Support. And did you find support from the group that you studied?
I'm sorry?
The group that you studied your English. Was your group supportive as well?
Yes. Everybody loves Jeannie. And then, you know, and the funny thing I told you before, like we started to going out for lunch to celebrate all different parties. And she's the one who gave me this chance. like I become a party coordinator.
Yeah, she told me that.
yeah. I mean, it's a great opportunity for me. So I stopped to go into school after my boys, because they are too old to attend and to attend the trial care in the Forest View.
Sure.
And also because of her, my English improved a lot. And then I think in the advanced class, you no longer can do the trial. You cannot assign the trial to because it's for the beginner class. So I stopped. But this is great opportunity for me to keep continuing practicing my English.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So when you stop the program, then what are you doing now, actually? How do you maintain and improve your English skills?
Oh, I signed up the class in the Harper College now. It's called HSE program. It's mm-hmm. like a high school equivalency program.
Okay.
So I signed up this program since spring. This spring, so I took 3 days a week, but I stopped it because it's too much for me with the two boys. So all the activities, so I talked to the teacher, I took off two, and then I wanted to do one by one, like a one course at a time, and then
Another one,
yeah.
Okay, and how many years do you plan to study?
My goal is I wanted to get graduate on the next summer.
Excellent, wonderful. That's a great goal.
I'm not sure, but this is my goal. Like, I wanted to be graduate, yeah. So before the school ends, we took the constitution test, and I passed that. So this is a first achievement.
Excellent. Congratulations. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big achievement.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So four more to go.
yeah. You just set up the goals and you just achieve them. That's the mm-hmm. way to do it.
Yeah.
So how is that for you to be a mom with two boys and to be a wife, and probably you help your husband with his business as well?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you manage all these tasks?
Actually, most of the time, I only manage with the kids. So husband is taking care of all the business stuff. He's very nice. He's the guy, like, he never brings anything from restaurant.
You mean food?
No. Although he offers the food all the time.
He better bring the food,
right? Yeah, he better, yeah.
By the way, do you cook?
Not too much.
Because he cooks, business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sometimes we just stop by there. Like, okay, it's time for lunch, dinner, and we just go. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So he he's very supportive. He's like he said, go out to meet your friend and then take care of the kids and yourself. Wonderful. And I will take care of the business. So it's like a teamwork.
Excellent. Teamwork, yeah. That's the key mm-hmm. in parenting and in studying in this country. So mm-hmm. when you guys got married, it was in the United States, I understand, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you probably met in your community, right?
Oh, we met at my uncle's restaurant.
Okay, so it's still the same culture, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So are you still the same, on the same page? Are you within your community or you are in Chinese community and American community? Where are you standing right now?
Both, I think.
Both?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Both. And how, I see how you are in the Chinese community. You are with a business, you are with kids, mm-hmm. You meet your probably girlfriends, but mm-hmm. how do you keep yourself active in the American society?
I told you, I going out to exercising.
Okay.
So I go to library, and then I go out with Jeannie, and from the English group, and then you just meet more people.
And we then, met, right?
Yeah. We
so
met, and
that's
you,
another step.
Yes, yeah. I really think, like I told you, I really think the library is very resourceful place to go for the people who just can't hear. Because you can find people from your country. It's people there from all over the world. And they have so many good activities there. So kids can having the story time, and they have a craft time. So, and that also they give you the, they do offer the English class as well.
Some libraries, they offer English classes, citizenship classes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I even heard some cooking classes or something like that.
I'm not sure about the cooking class, but the most familiar thing for me is the kids, they have a great opportunity there to play. You know, they have a kids area, and the kids, even from infant to the teenager, they have all the different programs ongoing. So you can learn the computer, and I think they do have a dance and a story time, all different kinds of stuff, yeah.
So you would recommend for the newcomers in this
yes.
country to go to the library first and find the resources that they might need there. Even
yes.
job resources, right?
Yes.
I think you can look for a job there as well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Wonderful. So for how long have you been here in the United States?
In the United States, you know, after I was trying to write down my script, I was like thinking like, oh my God, it's almost a decade. I couldn't believe it. Like, oh, time flies.
Time flies indeed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So how do you feel like when you look back today, 2019, the end of June, when you look back, how do you feel about being in the United States? Meaning your achievements, your life in the United States, what general feeling do you have about it?
Now I feel so happy, like all the happiness surrounding me, because the boys and the life here, I mean, it's, but sometimes it's very conflict, like, of course I do miss China.
Sure.
I mean, I believe like, the family, no matter, I don't know how to say that. I couldn't remember, like, cause my family is here now. So it makes me like home. My home is here, not the China. China is the place who raised me. But now I start a new family. So the feeling is different. I don't know.
How often do you go back to China?
Oh, not too much. I only went back for one time. I think, yeah.
Do you have any family there?
Oh, I have my grandparents and my aunt. Also, my husband's family is in China.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He probably is his family.
Yeah. But my parents is in Paris. So if you ask me where I wanted to go for summer vacation, so maybe we wanted to go Paris instead of China because, you know.
Yeah, it's more exciting in Paris, yeah?
Yeah.
And you can do some nice shopping there too.
Yes.
This is nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your home is here. You feel like your future, the future of your kids is here as well. And when you think about the future for yourself, what kind of future do you see?
Oh, you know, I really wanted to be a Finnish trainer.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying. I mean, I will see. I'm starting looking at the advertisement or the Google online to see how to become a the group trainer or personal trainer. I think this is really great for me too, because I wanted to share how people can be healthier, you know? Yeah.
Because you benefit from it, right?
Yes.
When we started today, you said that I feel that my energy level is different.
Yeah.
and mm-hmm. I do more things, and even it's helpful with your kids.
Yes,
do more things because they have a lot of energy, right?
I couldn't swim before, and after I taking the class, so I met this friend from gym. So he told me how to swim, and I got it, and I know how to swim now. And I think if I didn't take any, I didn't exercising at all, I couldn't pick up swim so quick. Like in 4 weeks, I got it. But I still need support. I mean, but you
Absolutely.
Know, the strong body makes everything easier.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And through the strong body, you train your brain as well.
Yes.
Your brain mm-hmm. becomes stronger, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like fitness is a big part of your life.
Yes. I mean, in the beginning, my husband said, we were trying to sign out the membership. He said, okay, let's do month to month because you're going to quit.
You're going to quit. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he told me that because I did sign out the expo before two months. I canceled the membership because I couldn't do that. But the biggest motivation for me to sign out the lifetime because I was planning to go Paris. So I wanted to lose my weight.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you wanted to look nice. That's
why. I wanted to look nice and to wear nice dress and then, but.
Excellent.
I mean, sometimes it's just there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
So sometimes it's just mind blowing. Small things.
Uh-huh.
They become so big and they become life changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at you. You wanted to look nice because you go to Paris. You want to wear a nice dress.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't the husband you wanted
to
good for.
No,
it's the dress. It's about the dress. I love it.
Yeah, like. I couldn't believe myself too. I'm like, oh, 2 years and I did it. And now I love it, you know?
So like, it became the part of your life.
Yeah,
right?
It's daily routine. I wanted to go there but it's really helpful too. You know, you have a stress. I believe everyone has stress sometimes,
Absolutely.
Not even from the work, sometimes life, you know, but you go there, work out, you sweat out and you feel so relieved afterwards. Like,
because your chemical level chemistry is changing,
yes.
Everything is changing. That's why your brain works differently, adrenaline and all that stuff. That's what I do when I need a quick fix. And if I had a stressful day or busy day, and like I said, I live by the lake. This is the luxury. I just put my shoes on and I go there and I run a couple of miles and it helps me a lot.
Yes.
It's a very quick fix to get back into nice mood.
Yes.
So what else, when you look at fitness in your life, apart from physical health, mental health, what else did it bring to your life, or how else did it improve your life?
Like you say, social life. So I met new people, new friends there, and most people, because when you go out to meet new friends, like months, you will get in the group months, like the parents, all the parents.
Uh-huh.
So you get resource from them. They share what they heard, what's going on the neighborhood. So you get to know more.
Absolutely.
And the kids can go out for the play day. So kids can have fun and moms hang out can have fun. I mean, it's like a win-win. Why not?
Indeed. So you get healthy, you expand your network, and you have good time. So what can be better?
Yeah.
So your fitness goal is to become a trainer, a group trainer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any particular workout or?
I still prefer the strength workout, like maybe doing. Yeah. So I think I love it. I got addicted to it. Like one day, I don't work out. I feel so lost. Like, I need this.
Because your body is used to this routine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your brain is the same. Uh-huh. Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you think that you will ever compete, like a bikini competition in the future?
far. I don't have that thoughts in my mind though.
Too far?
Yeah. Maybe. I will think about the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go with a baby step, right? You start small and then you grow big. Excellent. Mm-hmm.
You know, the baby step is good for you too, because you achieve your goal, you accomplish your goal. So you feel succeed, like you're happy.
Yeah.
And then that you wanted to do it more, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It motivates you for doing more because you have achieved one goal and it makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And your brain goes like, huh, I like it. So you set up another goal, you achieve another goal, and you like it again.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's wonderful. So what would be your recommendation or maybe advice to moms who come to this country, I should say women who come to this country, and they become moms, new moms? Sometimes they feel depressed, sometimes they feel lost because it's a new country, and on the top of all the things, they have a new baby or two.
Yes.
So what kind of advice would you give to moms?
Still, I'm thinking you need to go out. You know, when you feel depressed, I have the experience, I think. You just want to stay home. Like, you don't want to meet anyone, but don't do that. Just go out. You know, you need to talk to someone. Even you think you cannot speak good English, but just say it out loud. Release all the stress and talk to people, meet the people. They will help you.
So your main advice is just to expose yourself to people.
Yes.
Try to overcome the barrier and fear. This is the fear,
yeah,
right?
Fear.
I don't speak the language. I don't have the transportation. I have to cook dinner for my husband. All these things, right?
Yeah. Here, I think in Sabra, it's really convenient because they have a bus. Sometimes they have a free trolley from the mall, so you can take it and just go there. Even they have a park, public park, always free. And then go walk to the park. So you will meet people. You don't know. Sometimes, you know, I met my best friend from the park. She moved here from Japan. And then she played with the boy. And then I played with my boy. So that's how we met, in the park. You just say hi.
Sure.
And then, So boys become best friend and we hang out a lot. I think you need, just like you say, explore to people.
Yeah, but I think when I work with moms who are new in this country, the biggest fear for them, sometimes, you know, maybe not even the language, but the cultural difference.
Cultural?
Yeah.
For me, I mean, of course, I'm more comfortable to stay with Chinese community because of the culture. But like we have I don't know. Like in here, you cannot ask people private questions, like a personal question. But in our community, we just kind of ask and talk whatever we want. So I think that's not really, for me, I didn't really feel that way. But I think the only thing for us, even I asked my friend, the most fear is the language.
So it's still the language for you.
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. So I think coming back to what you said, the main recipe for people who come to this country, especially new moms, is to go to the library as the main point.
Yes.
For all the resources.
Yeah.
And go from there. So whatever you need, you can find in the local library or community center, maybe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So when you started your life here in America, when you came to America, and we all know that people come here for their American dream.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm living my American dream. And my question to you, do you have an American dream?
I don't know. I think everyone has dream, but it for me, before, I think it's I wanted to make more money. I think the people who has more money will be more happier. But now it's changed. Like I just want to live. What? How to say that? I mean, as long as you and your family is healthy, happy, that's all I ask. Like,
are you religious?
Yeah. Oh, me? No.
You don't go to the church?
No.
Because the way you said it, that's all I ask. I thought that maybe you go to the church and
no.
You ask for these things, but you ask within yourself for health and everybody
mm-hmm. yeah.
well.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, family. So I think from now on, I focus everything, even my dream is my family.
Your family is your priority.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. what I really like about you that you don't forget about yourself.
Yes.
You have your family, you take care of the family, mm-hmm. and you're a great team with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of you is you, and you do your self-care, you go to the gym, you have mm-hmm. your educational goals, you have your fitness goals, and I think this is wonderful.
Yes, yeah.
I think this is this blend is good for great family relationships.
Because yes.
When you are dedicated to one thing and you get stuck in the same routine every day,
I know
mm-hmm. it gets bored and it's not so exciting, and you get upset about things very easily.
I know.
But when you are diverse, mm-hmm. that's what makes a difference. Don't
yes.
you know?
Yes. Even a lot of my friends, she asked me, how could you do this? Like, you go into gym every day and you cook for kids and you have to take care of husband. I mean, husband is a dog. Why? I mean, of course you need to take care of him, but you don't just do everything surrounded by him, you know, like you need to be alone, to be yourself. And to do what you need to do to make you feel good. And I take care of my kids. I mean, they love to go out to the gym too. And they can learn the sports there. It's a benefit too. So you just, I think the another thing is sometimes we always find the excuse to do something.
That's
you know?
So true. That's
yeah.
so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is your husband working out as well, or he's not?
He's not really working out.
Okay. So yeah. the reason I'm asking, because, for example, the way I see relationships with a man for myself,
mm-hmm.
Is that we would better be on the same page. I mean,
okay.
we're different and mm-hmm. I accept the differences and all that stuff, but
mm-hmm.
to have some sort of a similar lifestyle for me is some kind of important.
Okay.
But
yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Your guy is different. You have fitness lifestyle. He is more
working
in business, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is providing for the family. So how do you feel about it? Do you feel like you are healthier and he is not taking care of his health? And that's why you're maybe not very happy about it, or you're just embracing it?
I just embracing. I think like I told you, he's very supportive. He wants me to go to the gym too, because after that, I told you my body gets more healthier. So he just feels so happy. Like, okay, you're getting healthier, so he can focusing on his business instead of taking extra time to taking care of me.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So
you know, he's too busy. I think I cannot ask him, oh, okay, let's go to the gym, because he's working 6 days a week. Sometimes he's not even taking a day off. because some employer didn't show up, so he has to substitute for the work.
Absolutely.
So, like, yeah.
So basically, you are just meeting each other in the middle and you accept all this.
Yes.
Ideas that he's busy with the mm-hmm. business.
Yes.
He likes the idea that I work out and have my
stuff. Yes. Time. Yeah. We do talk about this a lot because, you know, life is not easy. He has to work, like, otherwise who's providing us
Absolutely.
Everything, you know, like, so I take it. And but sometimes it's still stressful.
Can be. Like, I agree with you.
Why everybody's spending time with husband and kids? Oh, where's my husband?
Yeah. So you feel lonely a little bit sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah, you know, especially for the, some, we have family friends here, so sometimes we go out, everyone has husbands around them, and then I always go out with myself, with boys, but, you know, it's just how it is, so I take it.
Okay. Yeah. It's important that you
embrace. Yeah.
You don't make it a bigger deal. And
No, don't. Don't make life more difficult, you know.
I am glad you're saying this.
Yeah.
Smart woman.
Yeah.
So, but when you guys have that special time together, do you do anything special? Do you go out on a date night or you just watch the movies? Do you do anything special?
You know, the lifetime. Yeah, Lifetime recently offered, because, you know, we have no family around here with us. So, you know, you don't trust stranger to taking care of your kids too. And sometimes the friends offer, we do the switching babysitter time. Like, maybe this week I'm going to taking care of your kids so you can go out alone. But the best thing is Lifetime finish. They have this parent night off free.
Really?
Yes. So, like, you can get the kids member, and they can get the 12 free annual 12 times to sign up the parent night off.
So you just drop off your kids there?
Yes. And then pick them up around 9, drop off 5, pick them up around 9, 4 hours.
This is nice.
Yeah.
This is nice.
You cannot find the trust babysitter through the website, but it's really
It's risky. Yeah. It's very risky.
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. So you see how fitness, how should I say it? This is the center of your life.
Yeah.
It helps you a lot and it supports you even with the relationships with your husband.
That's why, I try to encourage people to sign up the membership too. I mean, I'm not advertising, but I see how it changes my lifestyle too, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So good. Yeah.
Excellent. So you guys just drop off your kids in the daycare and you just go out with
them? Go out movie or just walking around, shopping. You know, we need adult time.
Adult.
To be alone. Yeah. Like, oh. I mean, boys, sometimes they are out of control these days.
Yes, especially this age.
Yeah.
So how is that going for your boys being in two cultures, language-wise? Do they speak two languages? Or?
Yes, they do speak two languages.
So at home, do you speak Chinese, English to them, or you mix them up?
At home, Mandarin only. Like, so, I ask them, because, you know, these boys, one day, they're going to just speak English. So I want them to continue. Like, if they talk to me English, I never talk back because I don't want them to get used to it. Okay, I can talk English to you and you can respond me like talk back in Chinese. I don't want them to be like that.
So it's Mandarin only at home?
Mandarin only, yes.
So I know sometimes as children grow, they refuse to speak their native language.
Uh-huh.
Do you see this with your kids?
Not yet. I think not yet.
Not maybe, yet.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah.
Yeah, because when especially they start school, mm-hmm. you can speak Mandarin to them, and like mm-hmm. you said, they will respond in English. And uh-huh. this is the
yes
sort uh-huh. of protest. I don't want to speak Mandarin now. I live in America. Everything is American, and I want to speak English.
Yeah, I notice kids. I think they will refuse to speak Chinese or whatever language. I think my friends told me is that's a great third grade, so I had to be aware of that.
Yeah. But speaking about the friends, do they mm-hmm. have friends from Chinese culture, American culture, both?
Mm-hmm. Both. Me, for now, I think many more Chinese friends, because we have a Chinese school on Sunday in our neighborhood, so we're still seeing a lot of Chinese families.
Got it.
Yeah.
But as they grow, they're going to be exposed more and more to the American mm-hmm. culture. They yes. just bring more American culture to your home, mm-hmm. As easy as McDonald's. All children love McDonald's.
Yeah.
And the other day, I heard from a child from a Hispanic culture, he said, mm-hmm. I don't like Mexican food. I like American food.
Oh, really?
And I asked him, why do you like American food versus over Mexican food? And he said, oh, because they have hamburgers and they have fast food.
Oh.
And you see how his brain is wired.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I continued, do you like fast food? Yes, I do. Why do you like fast food? And we had a very good conversation about this.
Yeah.
And we ended up with the idea that Mexican food is healthier in most of mm-hmm. the cases than fast food.
Uh-huh.
So how, or maybe you have a recipe, or maybe you have some ideas how you're going to handle this breaking point when they start bringing this American culture to your home, and maybe they will refuse some Chinese food, and they will say, I want American fast food. How are you going to handle that?
For now, mainly, you know what I did, because I think I eat pretty healthy, because, and then I think in here, some parents giving kids too much snack. Me, I refuse to give them any chips. I mean, once in a while it's okay, but mostly, okay, if you want snack, I will give you fruit instead of chips.
Okay.
And then the food, I think my boys love Chinese food. I don't know.
They do?
'Cause, yeah, I cook Chinese food only, so they kind of get used to it. But like you say, maybe when they grow up, they will start eating more American food. Still, I have to think about that.
You have to think about that,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
This is something definitely to look into.
Yeah, but so far they are doing really good. They eat veggies with me and they eat fruits. And I ask them to drink plenty water every day.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Wonderful.
In our family, no snack.
No snacks?
Yeah, the snacks is a healthy snack only, you know?
Like what?
Just like I told you, the fruits. I think
fruit. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I discovered, it was a while ago, another healthy snack from your culture. It's a seaweed.
Seaweed, yeah.
It's not a cracker, it's seaweed, pressed seaweed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a thin cookie.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I think it's an excellent snack. It's very healthy.
They love it, yeah. Sometimes they do this seaweed. I bought a seaweed from Costco, so they have this seaweed so boys can make their own rice sandwich.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking when you go out, they see all this fast food places, especially in the shopping centers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have an issue with them saying, Mom, I want Subway, or I want McDonald's, I want Chick-fil-A.
They do ask, but like I say, once in a while it's okay, but not like you cannot do whatever they ask you to do.
So you're strict with them?
Yeah, I'm strict with them, like no, this is not gonna work like this way, because you know, two boys, once you say yes to one of them, then you have to say yes all the time. So you have to know how to say no.
And how do you say no? It's a big skill.
You bring your own snack.
Wonderful.
Sometimes you'll do the homemade sandwich. If like today, I have they have a swing lesson by noon. So I bring the sandwich. So they won't be starved. So you feed them. So until then, okay, let's go home to eat lunch after swing lesson. So you won't be too hungry. Yeah, I just bring my own sandwich to there.
Excellent. That's a great advice for moms out there.
Yeah.
That's a great way to say no.
Yeah.
Excellent. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Well, great. I really enjoy our talk. And any recommendation you would give to Celine, who is just coming to the United States? What would you advise? What would you recommend? What kind of advice would you give to her?
Don't be fear. And then, like we say, go out and learn English. This is just trust yourself, you know? You have to trust yourself.
Trust your instinct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And whatever goals you have, just go for them.
Go for them. Yeah.
That's what I get from you, because
I know you know why I write down these all the scripts. I think, okay, oh my god, what if I'm nervous, I lost all the track. What if I can say nothing? But it's fun.
Excellent. I told you it's gonna be just a great chat.
Yeah. But writing is different, you know. It express more like inner, more how to say, like a more poetry style.
Right. Because when
I didn't even wanted to look at that, because I know I say nothing about from there.
Exactly. Because when you speak, it's different versus when you write things down. When you write things down, you have to think about spelling, you have to think about small things,
grammar, everything,
punctuation even,
but you know, I like to prepare like things in advance, in case if I lost track, or you know. And another way, this is good for writing, practicing writing too.
Excellent.
I take all these opportunities.
And you did wonderful when I got your script, and I was really surprised with your approach with all the seriousness and the time you put into the script. And I said to myself, this woman takes it really serious. And I love it. And thank you very much for that.
I hope it can help people. Yeah,
absolutely. And I would like to thank you once again for agreeing to sharing your story today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's so powerful, and it's unbelievable. I think we had a great conversation that will be useful for moms, for women, anybody. And so many useful ideas I heard today from you. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And to share one more thing, today is a Chinese day for me, because my friend is right now at the wedding, Chinese wedding.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Right down by the lakefront.
Oh, so congratulations to them. Yeah,
thank you. So today another family is born. Yeah. Isn't this symbolic? We were talking about your family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And right now, another family is celebrating.
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for all the positivity. I see the great smile on your face. Yeah. And thank you for your passion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me to share my story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Celine.